Circle X. We bring you the seventh episode in the new story of the Western Range, Saunders of the Circle X. Singapore Bill Saunders, foreman of the Circle X, returned from Salt Springs bringing with him a 10-year-old boy, hungry, penniless, and orphaned. The lad, Tom Digger, was promptly taken under the wing of Jimmy, the little boss. Shortly after their arrival, it was discovered that the spring supplying water to the ranch was dry, due probably to the action of Dinell of the D&O Ranch, who had threatened to dam the creek feeding the spring and divert the water to his own purposes. Now, late at night, we find Saunders and three Circle X men heading for the D&O to reason with Dinell. And to make his argument more binding, Saunders carries a keg of dynamite.
Here's the creek bed again, Singapore.
All right, boys, let's have another look.
Boy.
What you gonna do, Singapore?
You may stay on your horses. I'll have another look at it. All right, pony, calm down. Dry as a bag of salt.
That's what you expected, ain't it?
Well, I don't know. Figured maybe there was another fault in the ground someplace and the water just naturally disappeared.
Could happen. Earthquakes and the like, opening cracks in the ground.
Only earthquake to happen hereabouts is Mr. Dinell of the D&O.
I sort of figure you're right, Pepper. How far are we from the D&O line, Peterson?
About 2 miles, I'd say.
How far after that to the ranch house?
I ain't never been on the D&O.
It's about another 3 miles, Singapore. Ranch lies in the beginning of the foothills. Ranch house is built in a holler.
Any of you know Dinell?
Don't know nothing good about him.
Anything bad? Besides his damming up the creek.
He's city folk.
I reckon you can't hold that against him.
Well, what Peterson means is he ain't our kind.
But I suppose he can understand American when it's spoken.
That's just the point. He's one of these polite individuals. Soft talker.
That's Dinell. Talks soft and sticks a knife in your back when you ain't looking.
Yeah. And they say other things about him.
Like what?
Like that he went to college of learning someplace back east. Learned about ranching and raising cattle out of books.
Sounds like an up-and-coming individual.
Not in my language, he ain't. Learning to get out of books don't do you no good when you mean real business.
I reckon there's two schools of thought when it comes to that question, Hank. Sometimes they print some pretty good things in books.
Well, you can't prove it for me. Only book I've read in the past dozen years was the Wheat Report for the state of Montana for the year 1880. Read it twice through for entertainment.
Yeah, and Pepper's never been the same since.
Now listen, Pinto, ain't no call you're making disparaging remarks.
You can't stop me thinking, Hank.
You young sprout, you're all the same. Think you know everything there is to be known.
All right, Hank. Leave your grievance till we get back to the bunkhouse. This isn't getting us to Mr. Dinell. Let's get started for the dam, and then we'll visit Mr. Dinell. Oh, just keep that bit out from between your teeth, pony.
All right, boys. Let's go.
This looks like it, Saunders.
All right, boys. Let's drop anchor.
Huh? What?
That's just a sailor lingo. Means climb off your horses. Well, how's it look to you, Singapore?
It's a darn good-looking dam, if you ask me. Seemingly, he stacked up branches of trees and backed it with sacks full of mud and sand.
Yeah, Mr. Dinell don't do things halfway.
Singapore?
Yeah, Pinto?
What do you calculate to gain by going up to the ranch house?
I got to reason with Dinell, don't I?
I got a better argument than talk.
Like what?
Let's us stick a couple of sticks of dynamite in the dam right now, set them off, and head back for the Circle X.
That's common sense, Singapore.
Yeah, it may be common sense. But what you said about Mr. Dinell being a soft-talking knife sticker... I got an idea. Maybe I'd enjoy a little soft-talking argument. If that don't work, then we'll use the dynamite.
Well, if you ask me, I figure it's a waste of time. Arguing with Dinell's like arguing with a Gila monster. Gila don't argue back. He's just strike. I always say, Donner!
What?
Quick, Sam, I'm thinking...
Pinto!
Hurry, hurry!
Pinto, listen to me.
Hurry, I...
Don't talk. Try not to move your feet. Lift your arms slow.
straight out from your shoulder. Keep them that way. Breathe slow and don't move your body more than you have to. Where you going, Pepper?
Out to get it.
Stay where you are. You want to go down, too?
Hurry, Singapore.
It's a don't talk, Peter. Pepper.
Yeah?
Give me the Riata off my saddle.
Yeah.
Hurry.
You can't see him to drop a rope over him, Saunders.
I can hear him. Now listen to me, Pinto. Pinto, listen to me.
Yeah?
Do what I tell you. Lift your arms slow, straight over your head.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
It's almost to my waist.
Don't talk.
Here, Singapore.
Pinto, don't open your mouth. Just say, hmm, like that. Hmm, with your lips together.
Hmm.
Again.
Hmm.
All right, I got you located.
Miss me.
Don't talk.
It's all over. It's stuck in my head.
Lower your arms fast. Keep the loop around your waist.
It is.
Grab hold, Peterson. Grab it, Pepper.
I got it.
All right.
Now pull. Don't struggle, Pinto. Just keep your head back. Pull.
All right. Can you stand?
Yeah, but my knees are weak, but...
Do you mind telling me what's going on here?
No, I don't reckon we'd mind, friend. Might I ask who you happen to be?
You might. I'm Joseph Dinner.
Still sitting there, Jimmy?
Yes, Dad.
Now I know what it's like for a horse to wear blinders. With these rags on my eyes, I can't even tell who's in the room with me, if anybody.
Poor Dad.
I ain't asking for sympathy. Why don't you go to bed?
I'll wait up till the men come back.
There's no need for that.
Still, I'll wait.
Funny thing, Jimmy. Your mother was the gentlest woman I ever did know. Reasonable, full of understanding.
What brought that up?
Nothing. I was just wondering where you get your stubbornness.
I'm your daughter.
There ain't nothing stubborn about me, Jimmy.
There certainly isn't, as long as you get your own way.
You impudent young hoptoad. Now go to bed.
No. Would you like me to read to you, Dad?
I ain't got the patience to listen to book reading. What'd you do with young Tom Bigger?
He wouldn't let me do anything for him. I was down to the bunkhouse an hour ago, talking to Bob Wiley. He said Tom was sleeping in Singapore's bunk.
Mm.
He said he was going to stay awake till Singapore came back. So he climbed into the bunk and began braiding a piece of rope. Fell asleep 2 minutes later.
I just don't like the idea of having a kid of Artemis Bigger on the Circle X.
Somebody has to take care of him. He's only 10 years old.
It don't have to be me. I got no time for mavericks.
Dad, if you were as hard-hearted as you pretend to be, you'd be a caution.
No, I never said I was hard-hearted. I'm just too old to have youngsters under my feet. You're bad enough.
Thanks. Maybe you'd like to ship me off to Boston again for more finishing.
Hmm. No, it's a funny thing. You're more nuisance than a shed of lambs at shearing time. But I get so used to your pesky ways, I wouldn't know what to do without you.
Anyway, the ladies at the Boston School gave me up as a bad job. I guess some people aren't just meant to be finished.
I guess. What time is it?
A little after 2:00.
Well, Singapore and the boys may not be back till sunup. If then, I ain't going to have you sit up all night.
Would you rather have me saddle Dynamite and go after them?
Jimmy, don't you go starting anything.
Then don't argue about my sitting up. Dad.
Now what?
Supposing Singapore can't talk to Nell into turning the water back in the creek bed.
And I reckon Singapore will use a couple of sticks of dynamite and blow up the dam.
It's likely to mean trouble.
Yeah, it's trouble already.
I know. But Danelle isn't the kind who'll fight in the open. He'll knife you when your back's turned.
I've fought everything from wildcats to scorpions. I reckon I'll find a way to beat him.
Only you'll have a little advantage of you now. Now that you can't see.
I ain't going to be blind always.
No.
Look here, Jimmy. You ain't hiding something from me, are you?
Of course not. What do you mean?
The doctor didn't tell you things he didn't tell me.
Why, no.
You're lying to me, Jimmy.
Now, Dad, that's plumb foolishness.
What did he say?
You know what he said.
And I'm asking you, what?
He said, when Dynamite, when dynamite threw you, the blow on your head, well, it hurt the nerve of your eyes, and that...
Well, go ahead.
That sometimes it took quite a while to straighten things out like that. He said it was a matter of time.
Jimmy.
What?
Did he say I'd ever see again?
No, Dad.
Answer me!
He said we just had to give it time.
Jimmy.
Yes?
You and I, we've always been square with each other. I holler at you and you sass me. But we've never figured it was worthwhile lying to each other. Not about anything.
I know, Dad.
Now, don't you see, girlie, I'm never afraid of the truth any more than you are. But to hold out hope to me when there ain't no hope, that's not playing honest poker. I think if you didn't play square with me and I found it out, which I would, that's one thing I couldn't stand up under.
Dad, don't, please.
So tell me the truth, Jimmy. What did the doctor say?
He said, Dad, he said he didn't know the answer. We'd have to leave it to time. Maybe you'd see again, and maybe you wouldn't.
Never see no more. Just a set. Day in and day out, listening to the ticking of the clock. Never seeing the sun go down on the edge of the prairie.
Don't, Dad, don't.
Never seeing the panting nostrils of a winded horse. Never seeing the herd rush between the bars into the corral. Well, I ain't gonna stand it.
Dad, please, please.
I ain't gonna stand it, I tell you. I'd rather hang myself from a beam than go through life without seeing.
Dad, don't take the cloths off.
Leave go of me, Jimmy. Leave go of my arm.
Stop it, I tell you. Stop it. The doctor says you've got to keep them covered.
Don't tell me what the doctor says. What good's rags over my eyes if I ain't never gonna see anymore?
Stop it!
Nobody can make me stop it. There. There.
Jimmy.
Dad.
Jimmy. I can see. I can see. See you standing there. I can see the fool clock saying 20 minutes past 2. I can see the lamp on the table and the window and the door. And there my saddle on the hook.
Jimmy.
Dad.
Get out dynamite. I'm following Singapore and the boys.
Dad, please. Please, darling. You can see and that's wonderful. I didn't think you were ever going to see again. But don't spoil it now.
All right, Jimmy, I reckon you're right. Maybe you've got more sense than I have. Tie the rags on for me again. We'll sit here and wait for the boys to come home.
Oh, gee, I want to swear or cry or laugh or something.
Me too. I could learn you some good round laughing curses right now if you weren't a woman and my daughter.
Go on and learn me. It'll do us both good.
No. But, Jimmy, promise me one thing.
I'll promise you anything in the world.
When the boys come back, don't tell them I can see you. I want to surprise them.
So you're Joseph Dinette.
I'm Joseph Dinette.
Well, Mr. Donnell, you ain't got no idea how glad we are to meet up with you.
You know, put a halter around your tongue and leave the talking to me. Mr. Donnell, I'll ask you to not bother to pay any attention to Pinto. Oh, he's excited. He's had a little trouble.
Really? Is that so?
Yes, he was out in the creek bed. Stepped into some quicksand.
Really? You don't say so. Well, he doesn't seem to be any the worse for it.
No, we dropped a riata over his ears and yanked him out.
Very fortunate indeed. And now may I ask what you're doing on my land and who you are?
To answer your first question, we're on your land on the way to visit you.
The entrance to the ranch house is a quarter mile to the west.
Yes, but we thought we'd take a look at the dam first. Not that we can see much at night.
Well, it's not badly constructed. I'd suggest you come by in daylight if you're interested in learning how to build a dam.
Maybe we're more interested in blowing up a dam.
Just keep your bit in your teeth, Peterson.
Well, we didn't come here to make polite talk with Mr. Donnell, Singapore.
You can never tell. Sometimes you get further with polite talk.
Now look here, my friend. Your philosophical remarks are very well taken and irrefutable.
That's fancy talk.
But I'm not interested in listening to philosophy at 2 o'clock in the morning. I asked you who you are and what you're doing on my land.
I'll be glad to make you acquainted with us. This is Joe Peterson. This is Hank Pepper. This is Pinto. My name's Bill Saunders.
Indeed? Well, I'm still in the dark.
We ride the Circle X.
Really? Well, it's very pleasant to meet men from my neighbor's land. The Circle X is a fine holding. I've always wanted to own a piece of it. I don't suppose you could induce Mr. John Mott to consider a deal.
Might be. For a price.
I had an idea we could get together.
Might be.
Cut out the poly in Singapore and let's have some action.
Your friends are impetuous, Mr. Saunders.
Well, you see, we had a reason in coming here, mister.
I don't doubt that. Now, if you don't mind my making a suggestion...
You go as far as you like.
I'd suggest you come up to the ranch house with me. Just the two of us, while we can talk undisturbed. Your men might go down to my bunkhouse, make themselves acquainted with my men. Maybe heat up a tin of coffee or even find a little stronger refreshments if they're so disposed.
Hank, you and Pinto and Peterson wait here for me. I'll go with Mr. Donnell.
I don't know, Singapore. Appears to me like it might be well if we all come along with you.
You ain't been invited, Pepper. You stay here. All right, Mr. Donnell, let's go.
All right, Mr. Saunders. After you, sir.
Thanks.
Just sit down in that deep chair, Mr. Saunders. You'll find it comfortable.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Now, here's the situation, Mr. Donnell.
If you'll excuse me, Mr. Saunders. Garcia.
Hello.
Bring the bottle from the cupboard and glasses.
People.
I always find it more pleasant to discuss business over a drink. You're something of a philosopher, and I'm something of a philosopher. So we can appreciate these things. All right, Garcia. Pour the drinks.
Is in
yours. No, not for me, thank you.
No? Won't you drink with me, Mr. Saunders?
I don't drink, thanks.
Really? Well, then I won't either. Sit down over there and pour yourself one, Garcia.
Gracias, señor.
And now, Mr. Saunders, you want to discuss with me this matter of damming the creek that flows through my land and finds an outlet in the Circle X.
Well, seemingly, you know just what I've come here for.
Well, I've been expecting visitors from the Circle X.
I reckon you didn't figure we'd take it lying down.
The fact is, I don't know how else you're going to take it.
Well, I don't just know the legal language, but someplace back in my mind, I have an idea the watershed comes under public domain. It's for the common good of the people, and all are entitled to their share. Share and share alike.
That's quite reasonable, as long as it's for the common good. But we've got to decide just what the common good is.
I reckon in this United States of America, it's the good of the private individual.
Well, I question that. For example, I think it's much more to the interest of the common good that I irrigate this section of the territory of Arizona and turn the prairie into good agricultural land than for another man to claim the water to take care of a herd of cattle that can be cared for other ways.
What ways?
By driving them into other sections where water's plentiful.
Mr. Donnell, I'm a seafarer, man. Been at sea most of my life.
Then, of course, you don't pretend to know much about cattle.
I don't pretend to know much about nothing. I was just thinking. We have an old custom at sea. We whistle for a breeze.
I've heard of the superstition. Of course, it is a superstition. It doesn't do any good.
No, I reckon it doesn't. Any more than it'll do you good to whistle up arguments that you don't believe yourself.
No, let's just approach this thing easily. We mustn't get excited.
Oh, I ain't got an idea of getting excited. I reckon there ain't going to be any need of it. I understand you, and you understand me. And all we got to do is agree. Just how soon are you going to turn the water back into the creek bed so we get our share?
Saunders? What if I decide my agricultural development is still the more important issue and decline to turn it back?
Then in that, I've come prepared with a keg of dynamite. I'll order my men to blow up your dam. And I'll order them to blow up every dam you build if it takes from now till the other place freezes.
You certainly come prepared.
It's good business.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
I had an idea you would.
And now, if you'll just turn around and glance over your shoulders, Mr. Saunders, you will find that my good man Garcia is sitting there behind you with a gun leveled right at your ears. Just turn slowly, Mr. Saunders, and don't make any false moves, because I've got you covered from the side. Just wipe that grin off your face, Garcia. It's not polite. Mr. Saunders is our guest.
Si, senor.
I hope it doesn't make you nervous, Mr. Saunders, having a couple of guns leveled at you.
I ain't got a nerve in my body, Mr. Donnell.
No? I have an idea that's the truth. You look like a good man.
Thanks. Well, I put up my ante, Mr. Donnell. It's your bet. How many cars do you want?
None, Saunders. I have a pat hand.
I've bluffed pat hands in my time.
I don't have to bluff. I not only have a pat hand, but I'm playing with a marked deck, and I know what's in your hand.
Then I reckon it's your next move.
I'm inclined to think you're right. So I'm going to ask you to relax in that chair, Saunders, and I'll just sit here with my gun in my hand, it being my fifth ace. And Garcia. Garcia.
Si, senor.
Just keep your gun in your hand. Get me a lasso from under the table.
Si.
And tie our visitor to the chair. Be careful the rope doesn't cut him, because he's likely to be tied up quite a spell. I hope you don't mind being tied, Mr. Saunders.
Not in the least.
I only ask because it makes some people nervous. Sort of a phobia with them. All right. Get busy, Garcia.
Si.
Now, I suppose you're figuring this a lot of nonsense, Saunders. The tying you up won't keep the rest of your men from doing damage.
I hadn't given it much thought. I'm just a stupid individual, Mr. Donnell.
Oh, I think you're not so stupid as some. But you see, tying you up, now I can go down to the bunkhouse, wake up my men, take a dozen of them down to the dam, and beat the living daylight out of your sheepherders. And that may act as a warning to Mr. Mott not to send any more night visitors up here.
Probably will.
Keek over here. Grab my gun. He's moved up line. You can't get away that easy, Mr. Saunders. In this corner, get him. He got gone. So bad. You hit him. You kill him?
I don't know. Come on. We'll tie him up, and we'll find out if he's dead.
Pepper?
Nope. Just a sitting here, wool gathering.
Me, I'm getting kind of tired of wool gathering. I'd like a little action.
Me, too. Seems like Singapore's taking an all-fired long time parleying.
I reckon it takes Singapore a long time to say what he has to say that wants saying. He talks slow. Noise of that creek sounds real pretty, don't it?
It sounds prettier running past the ranch house of the Circle X.
What you doing, Pinto?
Getting myself a drink of water out of the stream.
Cold?
Middling.
Well, if it wasn't so much trouble to get up and go over there, I'd have me a drink.
You know, Hank, me, I figure if Singapore doesn't put in an appearance pronto, we should ought to go up to the house and see what's doing.
Singapore says stay here till he comes back, and this is where we stay.
If Singapore told you to jump over the moon, would you do it?
I don't know. Might try. You know, it was right funny about that sailor. When he first come up to Circle X office, I say right away there's an individual I ain't going to like. But it's like eating strong cheese. In the beginning, you say you ain't going to like it, but after a while, the stronger it is, the better you like it.
Sort of sneaks up on you, does.
Well, I ain't altogether sold on him yet.
Well, that's just because you're a young calf and he's supposed to be suspicious.
I reckon it's common sense to be suspicious of strangers till you find out they ain't nothing to be suspicious of. Look here, Hank.
Yeah?
How do we know Saunders won't sell us out to this Donnell individual?
I'd stake my riata he wouldn't.
No, I figure Pepper's right. Lots of stars in the sky tonight, ain't there?
Yep. Yeah. More than 100 from where I'm a-setting.
I reckon there's a lot more than that. Keep still, horse.
Them ponies is getting restless.
Or else they smell trouble. Hey, here comes Singapore. I hear him.
That you, Singapore?
No, it isn't Singapore. Boys, the game's up.
Well, I reckon we don't know just what you mean, mister.
I mean there are 20 of my men standing right behind me. And every one of them is armed.
Yeah? Well, where's Singapore?
He's decided to visit with me a while. And now we're going to give you a little lesson in what it means to trespass on another man's property.
Meaning by that?
Meaning I want you, each of you, to stick your hands straight up over your heads and walk single file this way. How many of you are there?
Why, there's three aside Singapore.
I only see two of you. Where's the other one?
There's three, all right. Me, Peterson, Pinto. Hey, where'd you go, Pinto? Hey, Pinto, where's Thunder Raisin did you go?
Here I come, Hank. You know, Hank, I sort of figured something like this was to happen. I got thinking that way while I was getting a drink a while back.
Well, I'm glad you gave some thought to the matter, my young friend. And you can see there's nothing to be done about it.
I wouldn't be sure about that.
I'm afraid there's no question.
There might be.
What do you mean?
Well, we come up here to dispose of the dam you built. And figuring you might interfere, I've just lit the fuse that goes to the dynamite cap attached to a couple of sticks of dynamite I stuck in the dam.
Why, you...
Get back! Now, get back!
Get on your pony, Pepper Peterson!
Yeah.
Hiya!
I've heard another episode in Samuel Dixon's Story of the Western Range, Saunders of the Circle X. Listen at this same hour next Thursday evening over most of these stations when we learn the fate of Singapore Bill Saunders in another exciting episode of Saunders of the Circle X. Tonight's cast included Lou Tobin as Thomas Mott, Everett Glass as Joseph Dinell, Bert Horton as Hank Pepper, Bob Hudson as Pinto, John Cuthbertson as Singapore Bill Saunders, and Langendorf as Jimmy the Little Box.